Good morning, everyone. I'm Madonna Guy from New Leaf Health Team. Welcome. I wanted to talk today about what can be happening behind the scenes when you're losing weight, and doing it in a way that builds muscle quality and fluid. So a lot of people feel when they are going through a weight loss process, say with the tri-GLP, the natural versions of GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP, that they hit a real blockage. And basically the injections bypass the natural processes to maintain muscle and to maintain collagen so people can get a really rapid weight loss. This isn't what the tri-GLP does. So with the GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP, what we're more doing is your body isn't being stubborn. It's about finding a steady new state. And it's these natural incretins are actually stimulating all sorts of processes in your body. So your body isn't being stubborn, it's being smart and it's recalibrating to protect you while you're changing. So when I do bioimpedance screenings, and I have done for about 20 years, what I'm always on the lookout for when someone is going through any fat loss process, I'm on the lookout for them maintaining their muscle mass, maintaining their muscle quality. And we don't want their lean mass to drop. So we can keep an eye on that with bioimpedance screenings. You can find someone who does this in your own area, but it basically means you're keeping an eye on your biological age, your actual body mass index, your waist measurements, the amount of fluid, the amount of inflammation in your body. So we want to make sure that the lean mass maintains and it gets better quality. Because when we've got visceral fat or abdominal fat, the longer we have that abdominal fat for, the more inflammatory hormones and cytokines it can be whizzing through the body. So that can affect many things down the track. So some people may actually notice that the scales move quickly, but that may not be an accurate indication of fat mass moving. That can be fluid as well. Now we've got to keep your fluid up when you start anything like the tri-GLP because you want to move those toxins out of the body. Keep it up with things like Celtic sea salt as well. You've got to stay hydrated. You've got to get those electrolytes in. So again, sometimes people see the fat mass drops immediately, and that is awesome, but a lot of the time there's recalibration going on in the body. So what we want is for our lean mass and our muscle quality to improve. As they improve, our bone mass improves, our nervous system improves. We know that with the tri-GLP, it tones the vagus nerve and helps to balance your sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. And if you're calming down your body's energy, you may actually need less calories than you did when you were running on anxiety and stress and all of that sort of thing, because that can burn extra calories in your body. So as things are improving, your scales might look like they're sulking, but your cells are celebrating. So it's really important that as we start to eat a bit better, as our inflammation goes down, as we start to move more, our muscle quality and our muscle mass, they're actually making us heavier. So we improve our phase angle, which is the amount of cellular energy, the ATP, our energy molecule in our cells that our mitochondria creates. As our muscle improves, our mitochondria improves, and our phase angle improves as well. So that can actually lead to an increase in lean mass and density of our muscles. So I've noticed some muscles coming out, even though the scales haven't shifted too much with me. But we're sort of trading in those cheap, muscles for good quality solid muscles. So it ends up, again, we want to feel how we feel in our body. So there's this thing called a whoosh, that can happen as well. So there's one of these theories out there, this whoosh technique, where basically your fat cells, they can actually empty and your body can fill them with fluid or hydration while your body's restabilizing, because your body won't completely empty and utilize fat, the membranes, like the little balloon around our fat cells, the balloon that is our fat cells. It won't let them go if it thinks it's going to be filled up again with the next beer and pizza night. So your body can start to eat away the fat tissue as we move further into the tri-GLP journey or the GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP journey. But the metabolic adaptation that happens, with our means that we may need less calories, and therefore the weight loss will naturally happen because the GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP slow the transit site, slows the transit time in the bowel, which means we don't get hungry as fast. So our metabolic adaptation means that as we get a smaller body, we need to think about how much we're actually eating. So don't panic when your body starts to hit a stall. It can be, we want to look at the positives that are happening. Do we have more energy? Are we sleeping better? It has our mood improved? Or have some of these gotten worse? Because sometimes they can get worse in the short term because you're releasing neurotransmitters and things that have been stored in your nervous system and your body. And one of the areas where we can store our neurotransmitters, like ones for anger and anxiety and frustration and guilt and fear, is in our fat tissue. So as we start to release the fat tissue, we may become more emotional as we move through this little process. So pay attention to what's happening with your energy, your sleep, and your moods. Pay attention to what's happening in the shape of you inside your clothes. As your fat mass goes down and your muscle and fluid shifts up, do you feel better in those same clothes? And think about if you're being really honest with yourself, if I had a bioimpedance today, what might it show? Would it show a lot of visceral fat? Would it show a lot of fluid that's excess in our body? Would it show a lot of inflammation because we're in pain? Would it show a lot of nervous system exhaustion because we don't sleep and we don't have a lot of resilience? All of these things are going to be improved bit by bit with tri-GLP, with those natural incretins, GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP, and GIP. So what we want to see as we're moving forwards is less visceral fat, better muscle quality, different fluid distribution. So if we only worship that bed, those bathroom scales, we're going to miss everything that's quietly happening in our cells. And that's part of the problem with anyone who goes through a weight loss process, but hopefully you'll be feeling something really amazing. So keep up our protein, keep up our good fats, get into movement. What movement do you love? What movement do you like? Have patience with plateaus. Have patience with plateaus because that fat mass can be coming down while that muscle mass is going up, while that fluid is getting into those muscle cells. So instead of asking, what did I do wrong this week when you're looking at the scales? Think, what direction has my health improved? What are the little bonuses I've had this week? Have you had less food noise? Have you had less alcohol noise? Were you able to stop at half a packet of chips instead of going to the full packet? Did you leave a glass of wine on the table with a coaster on top for tomorrow because you just didn't need it? Think about the bonuses. Have a great day, everyone.